Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia for an update on absentee voting.
We're 2 weeks away from the election here already, election day, I guess I should say, and a pretty big deadline coming up this Saturday. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, so this Saturday, the 24th, is the last day the auditor's office can mail out absentee ballots through the mail. So we will have to have, if you want to receive an absentee ballot via mail, we will need to have that request in-house by Saturday at 5 p.m. To mail the voter a ballot. Now, we will still continue doing the in-person absentee here at the office at our temporary location of 614 East Washington here in Knoxville up until the day before the election, but the outgoing absentee mail will end this Saturday, the 24th. That date, Saturday, also coincides with the pre-registration deadline, so if folks aren't registered yet, it would be advantageous for them to make sure they get themselves registered by that deadline of the 24th as well. They can do that either by bringing us, coming to our office and completing a form here, printing one off the Secretary of State's website or our website, and then just dropping that off, or you can actually go online and do that as long as you have your Iowa driver's license number with you, and that can be accessed quite easily, again, through the Secretary of State's website. Click on voter registration, and then click on electronic registration. And you can either register for the first time there with your Iowa driver's license or update an address change if you need to.
On that same note, I guess what happens if folks aren't able to register by that date in order to vote in the election?
Yeah, that's just the pre-registration deadline. Folks in Iowa can still register after that and a vote, what's called election day registration. So we'll be doing that with the in-person if it's someone that's new to our county or on election day. It just takes a little bit longer. You have to provide not just proof of identity, but also proof of residency if you're going to be an election day registrant. So it might take the poll workers a little bit longer at the site, and you would need to bring a photo ID and then a document that proves your residence. Hopefully it's the driver's license is at the right name and the right address. But if not, you can use like a utility bill, a government issued check, something like that as your proof of residency, just that you can receive mail there.
All right. Again, the deadline to receive an absentee ballot through the mail is this Saturday, the 24th. If you could just remind folks how to go about requesting that.
Sure. We have forms available from our office, or again, you can print one. They're generic forms off of our site or the Secretary of State's website. We'd be happy to mail you one, email you one. The time is getting a little bit short for us to mail an individual the form, they sign it and mail it back. So the best way to be to print it off online and then get it to us that way. We also would encourage people that have received absentee ballots to make sure they get them returned to us. That is by election day. So this 24th is a deadline just for us to be able to mail out absentees. They still can return them after that via mail or dropping them off at our office.
And there does have to be a postmark date for the mailing it back, correct?
If they mail it back, it has to be postmarked by the day before the election. Hand delivering them, of course, we would stamp in immediately upon return.
Of course, this year, many folks are deciding to vote absentee that maybe wouldn't have in the past. Mm-hmm. That being said, what are the numbers you're seeing up to this point for absentee ballots?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of interest. Today we've gone over our total number. We're over 8,300 out so far between the mail and the in-person absentee voting. So we have already exceeded our 2016 numbers for absentees out. So and we've got 2 weeks to go. So it's a very strong numbers. We understand why. It keeps us busy.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you want folks to know right now as far as absentee voting?
If you requested a ballot, please make sure you use that ballot. Don't just throw it away and decide to go to the polls on election day. We do have record of who has received those, and that will require someone to vote a provisional. So, if you requested a ballot through the mail, please use that. You can definitely bring it back to us, hand deliver to us in person if that's what they want. But we would encourage people to make sure they return those.
Thanks to Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com or subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.